olive soap. Then massage for a full 60 seconds with palm olive's beautifying lather. Then rinse. Do this 3 times a day.
Easy to do, yet 36 doctors proved this palm olive plan brings a lovelier complexion to 2 out of 3 women. No matter what type of skin you have, dry or oily, the 14-day palm olive plan works. So get palm olive. See what palm olive can do for your skin in only 14 days.
The following program is presented in cooperation with the Drug, Cosmetic, and Allied Industries by Colgate Palmolive Peat Company, makers of Colgate Tooth Powder, on behalf of the government Woman Power Campaign. For a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles, it's Colgate Tooth Powder. And for a riot of fun, it's America's wacky, wistful, wonderful scatterbrain, Judy Canova.
Howdy, folks, howdy. Well, sir, spring is kind of in the air, and everybody's paying the taxes. I suppose after midnight tomorrow night, we'll all be singing, "I wish I had a paper dollar I could call my own." And speaking of spring, I'll never forget the time Granny sent Grandpa out to get her a new spring hat. She told him to have it trimmed with flowers, so he bought a hat and trimmed it with 4 roses. Yeah. All the way home, he kept tipping Granny's hat. But you know, that grandpa of mine was a sight. I'm telling you, well, you couldn't miss him in a St. Patrick's Day parade. He had a very erect carriage. In fact, he was always stiff. Yes, sir, and he got so bad that they hitched up a horse and buggy for him, and it was a case of the Surrey with the binge on top. But getting back to spring clothes, people sure do change. I'll never forget how I used to dress before I come to the city. One spring, I wore a burlap sack with a hoop skirt. Was I a sad sack? When I got to town this time, though, I went in one of the stores to get me a spring dress. And I kept trying on so many dresses that the woman started getting sore at me. Finally, she said that I had a figure like an income tax form. Hard to figure out, and the longer you looked at it, the more puzzle you got. But then finally she asked me if I'd like something with a marine motive. I told her, "Why, sure, you just get me a marine. I don't care what his motive is." But I did finally see a dress that I liked. Yeah, instead of buttons, it had little airplane propellers. So I put it on, I stepped out on the sidewalk in a stiff wind, and the next thing I know, they're shooting me down over Pasadena. But speaking real serum-like, folks, and speaking of spring, if General MacArthur keeps springing from island to island, there won't be nothing left for the Japs but the fall.
Judy, to celebrate spring by musically blowing the whistle. Charles Dant and the boys put in the extra toots.
Whoa, when that sweet train was beating through the mountains, all the passengers, I was in bed. Cover up your head, the hawk said. I looked to the fireman. Just look on the track ahead. I fear there will be a great disaster, and we'll all be killed and how? For out there, strolling down the railroad track, is a great big old red cow.
Well, what'll I do?
Well, you'd better blow the whistle.
And then what?
You'd better ring the bell. Ting-a-ling-a-ping-a-ping-a. Set the air. Say a prayer. Blow the whistle, ring the bell. Second verse. But there was no train wreck on that fatal evening. New, no, new. No. There the train got stopped. stop to take a bow. When the truck stopped, the fireman with his lantern, his lantern drove away the cow. Bling-a-ling at the dock. Hang. Lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee Here I sat waiting for my first guest to the rest home. Gee, I hope this is him now. Come in. Oh, it's you, Sylvester.
Yes, Miss Julie. And greetings and salutations. And all that sort of stuff. Say, Miss Julie, I hate to say this to your face, but you look terrible. What's the matter?
Oh, I don't know, Sylvester. I guess it's this spring weather we're having out here in California. I just feel tired all over.
Well, what you need, Miss Judy, is a big dose of old-fashioned molasses and sulfur.
Well, this year, I'm so full of sulfur that every time I scratch my toe, I give myself a hot foot. You know, Sylvester, I wonder if that ad we put in the paper last week will get us any results.
I'll help you, Miss Judy. I've always been a big success at helping other people get started. Now, just look at Hedy Lamarr, Betty Grable, Dorothy Lamour.
Yeah, what'd you ever do for them?
Nothing, but can you think of three better things to look at? But seriously, Miss Judy, I'm not feeling so well myself today. I got a sort of nurse me, could you?
Well, let's see what's the matter with you. Here, stick this thermometer in your mouth. No, we can't have any of our little gang here sick. Let me look at your temperature. My goodness, Sylvester, your temperature is 120.
120? That can't be. Well, that's 20 degrees higher than normal.
Oh, darn it. I was using the thermometer the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce uses.
Oh, suffering suck attack. Miss Judy, I'll go see a real doctor. I'll see you later.
Poor Sylvester. Oh, maybe this is our first guest now. Come in. Oh, shucks, it's you, Pedro.
Gee, pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita. But you look like a beautiful spring flower to me. You have nice stems, too.
Oh, stop, Pedro. You and your Latin flattery. Say, if you're so romantic, why aren't you married?
Well, Senorita, no girl ever asked me.
Pedro, you're supposed to ask the girl.
But I did meet a lovely girl last week, and I popped a question.
What happened?
She popped me.
Well, gee whiz, she shouldn't have hit you for just popping the question.
You don't know what question I popped.
Pedro, don't annoy me now. I'm worrying about guests for our new rest home.
Say, I just stopped by to tell you, Judy, that I got a date for tonight.
Oh, pardon me for talking in your face, Senator Niles, but could you get me a date for tonight?
Oh, Pedro, come now. What's the matter with Juanita?
Well, Senator Niles, did I tell you Juanita is on the spot?
On the spot?
Si, senor. I'm very proud Juanita is on the spot. She's a spot welder now.
She is?
Si, senor. Juanita says she saved kitchen fat, she flattens tin cans, she saved waste paper, and she buy war bonds. But she say that is not enough. Juanita, she now become a top-notch spot welder in a war plant.
Well, good for Juanita, Pedro. Yes, and good for every woman who is working for this war, working to bring victory. Magnificent is the word for what women have already done for our war effort. But now the government is calling upon all women to redouble their efforts to do more, to give more, help more in the cause of victory. Women are asked to pitch in and work as they've never worked before. You are being urged to take full or part-time jobs and so release men for active service or ease the severe shortage of help in critical industries. The list of opportunities is endless. You may become a nurse or a bus driver, a streetcar conductor, or a school teacher. There is a crying need for women in laundry and dry cleaning plants and in day nurseries. You may learn, free of charge, any one of a score of fascinating professions which will give you knowledge and skill for a well-paid post-war career. All these jobs are in addition to the opportunity of enlisting in the official corps of the WACS, WAVES, the SPARS, and the Marines. You may be able to give your whole time or only a few hours a day to a war job. But whatever you do, you'll be a better soldier wife or mother, a more useful citizen. You'll be a finer woman for having taken an active part in the war effort. Now, how can you find out about these jobs? Well, just look in the Help Wanted column of your local paper or through the local United States Employment Service. And ladies, remember that lack of experience is not a handicap, nor is age any drawback. You'll be trained for a war civilian job. Apply now. America needs 2 million more women in war work. So ladies, get into the war with your hands as well as your heart. Consult the United States Employment Service in your city. Thank you.
Come in.
Pardon me, have you seen action in the North Atlantic?
Yes, I have.
You look like you were torpedoed.
Mr. Niles, do I look like I've been torpedoed?
To tell the truth, Judy...
Never mind that. Introduce Eddie Dean's song.
Now here's Eddie Dean, our own cowboy baritone, to sing for us. I Was Wrong.
I was wrong, dear, when I left you. Oh, I was wrong to turn you down. Never dreamed how much I'd miss you till my heart started spinning round and round. Oh, I was wrong to say goodbye. Never thought you'd make me cry. Oh, I found out since I've been gone. You were right, little darling, I was wrong.
Play it, Charlie.
I was wrong to ever leave you. Oh, you're the only love I've known. I was wrong to ever grieve you. Take me back in your arms where I belong. Oh, I was wrong to go away. Please believe me when I say, oh, I found out since I've been gone. You were right, little darling, I was wrong.
I guess our ad didn't do any good. I don't suppose there's any use in staying up any longer tonight.
Well, it's only a few more minutes till midnight. I suppose we might as well wait up a while. I hear somebody running. Open the door and see who it is.
Shucks, it's a company of soldiers running backwards. Hey, Sergeant, you always teach soldiers to run backwards in California?
California? Ach, Himmel, don't tell Hitler. He still thinks we're retreating in Russia.
Is this broken-down joint the Rancho Canova Motel and Rest Home?
It sure is.
Well, mister, I'd like to speak to your wife.
My wife? Why, shucks, I ain't married. Hey, wait a minute. I'm a girl.
Well, who cares? I'm here for peace and quiet, and the sooner it starts, the better.
Well, if you're going to be a guest, you'd better meet some of the help. Now, this here is geranium. She puts on the meals here.
Yeah, looks like she puts them all on herself.
Don't you talk about my figure. My boyfriend Pomeroy says I'm built like a high school girl.
You're just built like a high school. And you could do with a smaller gymnasium.
Well, never mind that. Now, this here is Sylvester Phipps, our manager.
Permit me to step forward and give you a fraternal hand clasp.
Young man, I'll take my shower when I get to my cabin.
Now, mister, this is Pedro, our handyman.
Yeah. Well, he's a handyman. I'm a monkey's uncle.
Well, senor, you know your relatives better than I do.
Why, you little nincompoop, go crawl back under that rock.
Pardon me for talking in your face, senor, but if these insults keep up, an ambulance is going to haul away a bleeding and battered body. And you're just the man who can do it to me, too.
Oh, stop, Pedro. Now, go ahead, take the gentleman's bag to cabin 9.
Put that bag down. I don't want anybody around here to ever touch that bag. Do you understand? Never touch that bag.
Well, all right, Mr.
Your name is Carter, young lady.
Oh, thank you kind, sir. See, I'll bet you've never had a landlady as pretty as me, now have you?
Well, you know, young lady, you aren't so bad to look at as that. In fact, I'd say you have a face like the one that launched 1,000 ships.
Gee whiz. You mean Helen of Troy?
No, I mean Henry Kaiser.
Don't talk that way about my honey child. Now, you apologize.
All right, Miss Canova. I apologize to you. I kiss your hand, madame.
Gosh, did you see, fellas? He kissed my hand.
Count your fingers, kid. Meat is scarce, you know.
Mr. Niles will show you to your cabin, Mr. Carter, and pleasant dreams to you.
Yeah, well, pleasant dreams.
Well, folks, let's all go to bed. We've got our first guest, and our rest home is on the way to a big season. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Miss Judy.
Oh, boy, I'm sure tired. Now for a good night's sleep. Oh, baby.
Ah, Senorita, it is so nice and quiet here. Even the trees know we have a rest home. See how quiet they are.
The trees?
See, Senorita. The trees are so quiet, they are whispering to each other. Listen.
Hello, Toots. Got a date? Let's neck. Wait until everyone is in bed.
Shh. What's that?
Naughty pines.
Pedro, and get to bed.
Hasty luego, senorita.
Yeah, hasty lumbago to you too, Pedro. Well, now to sink into the arms of rigor Morpheus. Hello.
Say, what kind of a joint is this? I've never seen such cheap bath towels. They're more like soggy sandpaper.
Well, I'll send down some other towels for you, sir.
And this room only has 3 exposures.
That's right.
Well, I've got to have 4.
Then sleep without a blanket. Gee whiz, that feller's getting to be a pest. First off, he insults everybody. Now he don't like the service. My. Come in.
Is this the Rancho Canova rest home?
Yes, it is.
I came here for my nerves.
Huh. Must be a Sinatra fan. Hello?
Will you send somebody down here to stop these darn crickets? I can't sleep.
Okay, mister. I'll have it taken care of. You know, you should drink milk to put you to sleep.
Well, it keeps my father awake.
Well, if it keeps him awake, why does he drink it?
He doesn't drink it. He delivers it. Goodbye.
Shucks, looks like that fella ain't gonna let none of us sleep till he does. Pedro, Sylvester, Mr. Niles, Mr. Dean.
What's the matter, Judy? Huh? What's going on?
Oh, Mr. Carter called up. He wants me to stop the crickets from making a noise. What'll I do?
Miss Judy, I've had enough of this. I'm sick and tired of that Carter guy. Let's throw him out of here. Look at the trouble he's caused already.
Shut up out there! How can anybody sleep? Why don't you go to bed?
Why don't we go to bed, yes? Miss Judy, please allow me to throw his carcass out of here.
Yeah, Mr. Sylvester, and I'll help you, too.
quiet, Geranium. After all, he's a guest, and he may be nervous his first night here.
Well, what should we do, Judy?
I've got an idea. I'll go over and sing outside his door. That there'll put him to sleep. After all, you know, all men are nothing but babies. Now you wait right here, and I'll go over and sing him a nice, quiet little lullaby. Be quiet now, everybody. Sleep, baby, sleep. I close your tight eyes.
Quit beating that woman and go to sleep!
That does it, Miss Judy. Let's take a vote, folks. Everybody in favor of me throwing them out, say aye.
Aye.
Well, go ahead, Sylvester, but don't get hurt.
All right, you stand here, Miss Judy. You'll see that guy come flying out the door on his neck. Come on, you, open that door. Why, you silly slap. I'll slap your puss and toss your feet first out of this door. Miss Judy, pick me up!
Oh, shit.
Well, ladies, before Judy sings her next song, I would like to remind you that Uncle Sam is calling for more women to work for the war on the home front. Will you help make the weapons our fighters need? Will you devote a few hours a day in some useful civilian work? Will you learn a skill or a trade? Will you help somewhere, anywhere, on the home front? Say yes, ladies. Say yes and act as soon as you can. The money you earn can be saved for your post-war home, your children's education, your plans for travel, for the fuller and richer life you'll enjoy when peace comes. Consult the United States Employment Service in your locality. Find out just what you can do to help speed victory. Get into the war with your hands as well as your heart. Do it now. Thank you. And here is Judy with another song. This one is called No Love, No Nothing.
No love, no nothing, till my baby comes home. No sir, no nothing, as long as baby must grow. I promised him I'd wait for him till even Hades froze. I'm lonesome, heaven knows, but what I said still goes. No love, no nothing, and that's the promise I'll keep. No fun with no one, I'm getting plenty of sleep. My heart's on strike, and though it's like an empty honeycomb. No love, no sir, no nothing till my baby comes home. No love, no nothing, and that's the promise I'll keep. No fun with no one, I'm getting plenty of sleep. My heart's on strike, and though it's like an empty honeycomb. No love, no sir, no nothing till my baby comes home. Folks, we've still got our first guest, and maybe by the time you all drop around to see us next week, we'll have a capacity house. In the meantime, this is Judy Canova in Hollywood saying thanks a lot and good night, soldier, wherever you may be.
be. My heart's lonely without you. Good night, soldier.
This program was presented in cooperation with the Drug, Cosmetic, and Allied Industries by Colgate-Palmolive Peat Company, makers of Colgate Tooth Powder, on the government's Woman Power campaign. This is Ken Niles saying, see y'all next Tuesday. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.